I want to ask a question. If any of your friends asks you why you are Christian, is it because your dad and mom are Christians? No. Why you are Christian? Why you are not Christian? Why you are Christian? I am Christian because I want to get heaven. Why you are Christian? Yeah, because I have salvation and the glory after my life. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. Because I love Jesus Christ. Why you are Christian? Nobody asks you this question? Very nice. I'm proud that my Lord Jesus Christ suffered on my behalf. Once a girl asked her friend, I love you, you are very nice and you are very polite and so on. But I want to ask you, why you are Christian? Why you don't be converted to another religion? Then she said to her, it is in Egypt, I love Christianity because dad and mom are Christians, but I love Christianity because I am in need of love. God the Father is lover of all mankind, and I feel God truly is my Father. He's taking care of me, He created me, and when I commit sin, He sent His only begotten Son, the Logos, His Word, His wisdom, as He said, and He suffered on my behalf. Nobody in this world, and no angel or archangel or one of the cherubim or seraphim can save me. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Can only He saved me on the cross. Then she said to her, why you love the cross? If you have a brother and a person killed your brother, will you kiss the knife by which your brother is killed? Why you kiss the cross? Why you put the cross on your chest? Why you put it at your room on the tower of the church? Are you proud that He died on the cross? Yes. Because the cross is our salvation. Because through the cross we discover His divine love. I tell you a story, a real story. One day was a student, and he was very genius, and he was the first in his class. And the school make a special party for him. And some of the genius persons. And the principal gave him 5 tickets. Said, just to invite your dad and your mom, your relatives, for in the party. This student returned home and he was upset. His father said to him, why you are upset? He said, Dad, you know, I am first in my class, very genius. The principal is proud of me, and all my friends truly proud that I am the first, and so on. But I have a problem. He said, what? He said, they gave me 5 tickets. I will take one. I will give you one, and my friends. But the problem, I don't want mom to go with me. He said, why? He said, because her face is disformed. There are some wrinkles. His father, okay, you can discuss this matter with your mom. He said, too hard to speak with her. I love her too much. Then he spoke with his mom and said, mom, you know I love you too much. And I feel your face is not beautiful. And the principal asked me to invite 5 persons. It is hard for me to come and all my friends will see you. Since she became happy or unhappy? Unhappy. She became unhappy for some time. Then she tried to smile and said, don't worry, you are my child, when you are happy, I will be happy. When you have a reward, it is as if I have the reward, and don't be upset at all. I will not go. What the answer? He said, okay. But he was upset because he didn't want to be in this any circumstances. His mother will not go with him, and she became upset and so on. She said, I want to tell you something. He said, what? She said to him, when you were a baby, and you were at your room, in the room, the fire will catch it, and you were in very serious situation. I entered the room, and I picked you up. When I picked you up, the fire catch it in my clothes, and all these things were burned to save you. Then he started to weep. And he said to her, then you have to come with me. I am proud that you saved me. And what? I was looking to you as ugly. Now I see you are more beautiful than all women and leaves. Because it is for what? Because of her love to him. And he insisted that she would go to with him. The same thing. When we will see the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, we will see the scars, the print of his, the print in his hands, and the scars in his side or not. It is ugly thing or beautiful thing? Beautiful. Because what? It is because he suffered on our behalf. Saint Augustine said, when the martyrs will appear on the last day, they will be very beautiful. And they're beautiful, in fact, because the scars of the wounds will be as ornaments. It will shine, because they accepted suffering on behalf of whom? Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what is the meaning of the cross? Cross is the glory of God. And the Saint Paul in Corinthians says that the cross for the Jews, it is an obstacle. For the philosophers, the Greek, it is ignorance. For us, what is the cross? The power of God. The power of God. When we look to the cross, it is the ladder by which we pass from Hades to heaven. Can you imagine when Jesus Christ was crucified and he died and his soul passed to Hades? Who were in Hades? Do you know? Who, like whom? Adam and Eve, Abraham, Rebecca, Jacob, all the believers of the Old Testament. How they received the Lord? How they received the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ when he entered the Hades, and he looked to them, and they discovered that he is the Savior, and he came specially for them, and now the gates of paradise are open, and he will carry all of them to the paradise. What was their feeling? What about their feelings? We can't imagine. Oh, Abraham says, oh, I couldn't imagine how the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Now I knew why I sacrificed my son Isaac joyfully. I couldn't know when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac. He was rejoicing. He didn't know why he was rejoicing. Now when Jesus Christ came and he saw that he was crucified on his behalf, he said, oh, Isaac, my son, you know you were the symbol of whom? Symbol of whom? Of the crucified Jesus Christ. Every one of the fathers, the patriarchs, of the prophets, of the ladies who were faithful and believers, all of them were like in a party. They said, we can't imagine what happened. Truly, we will pass from Hades to what? To paradise. And they were rejoicing. What about the feelings of the father when he looked to all of them coming and to be rewarded and be glorified? What are the feelings of the father? I ask you. What are the feelings of the father? You know the father? The father, the son, the Holy Spirit. The son, his soul, came to the Hades. He picked up all the believers and presented them to whom? To the father, and make reconciliation. And he said, they are your sons and daughters. They became your children. What the feeling of the father? Happy or unhappy? Oh, very happy. He said, in my only begotten son, through the cross, they became my children. Before the cross, they were his enemies. After the cross, they became his children. After the cross, he became. Therefore, we are proud of the cross, as St. Paul used to say, that he was proud of the cross, because through the cross, we became children of God. The gates of heaven are opened. We pass from Hades to heaven. We share the Lord Jesus Christ, his glory. We are not worried about death because it is a pass from this world to the world to come. I tell you another story, also a real story. You know California? You know Los Angeles? There is a city there called Pasadena. We have a church there. And this very huge church, lot of icons in the church. And once they have a school near the church, they sent a letter to the church and said, one of the classes will come to see your church. The priest called them and said, welcome, we are waiting for their come. Group of the children went to the church and the priest welcomed them and he explained to them all the icons and so on. When they came to the icon step, you know the icon step? Behind it, the altar and the sanctuary. One of the Chinese said to him, Father, why you put these pictures on the icon step? You know why? They're blessed, yeah. Because we look to them that they are in heaven. He said to them, as he said, they are in paradise, they share us our prayers, and we share them their hymns. When we sing a song, as happened today, they sing with us, and we feel death cannot separate us from each other. After they left the school, I saw with the priest a letter from this Chinese child. The Chinese child sent to the father, Dear Father, he's called Antonius. He said, Dear Father Antonius, truly I enjoyed your church, and the most thing which I loved is the icon statues. Before I see the icon statues, I was afraid of death. Always I said to myself, if my dad or my mom will die, what will I do? But now I discovered this is nothing. This cannot separate me from my father, from my mother, from all my friends, because we will be together in paradise. This is the work of the cross. Through the cross, can death has power over us? Never. We never become afraid of death, because through the cross we pass to where? To the bosom of the Father. What is the symbol of the cross in the Old Testament, in which we see that we will ascend to heaven? Do you know? Jacob's ladder. When Jacob was afraid of his brother, and he was in the desert, and he was very upset, and while he was sleeping, he looked the ladder up to heaven, and the angels ascending and descending, and he looked surely to the Lord Jesus Christ welcoming him. Therefore, when we pray, when we look to the cross, it is not an ornament I put it on my chest or just a gift I take. I look to the cross, it is my passport by which I pass from this world to the world to come. Therefore, we are very proud of the cross. If anyone asks you why you venerate the cross, you say, oh, it is the ladder by which I pass from this world to the world to come. Through the cross, I discover God is my Father. Through the cross, there is a reconciliation. I am not afraid of sin. I don't like the faults and the sins and wickedness because I am redeemed by the cross. Through the cross also, what we attain as the fold, what Christ will on Sunday, we will separate, not this Sunday, the next, the Pentecost. Through the cross we enjoyed whom? The Holy Spirit. Where is the Holy Spirit? Where is the Holy Spirit? In the heights. Where is the Holy Spirit? You? Where is the Holy Spirit? Where he is? Everywhere. Where is the Holy Spirit? In the church. Where is the Spirit? Where is the Holy Spirit? Yes. Where is the Holy Spirit? You know where he is? Good. In my heart. He is in heaven. He is everywhere. He is in my heart. Therefore, before the cross, we can't say that. We can say, yes, the Holy Spirit everywhere in heaven. But now we are proud. Through the cross, the Holy Spirit came and dwelt in our hearts. We became the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Therefore, we are proud of our Christianity. We have God, our Father. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We have the Holy Spirit, the dwelling, who is dwelling in our heart. I hope all of us truly become very proud of our faith in the Holy Trinity, and especially through the cross, we acknowledge the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.